Okay, we're on the Gemara's on Nuntes Amud Aleph. We're picking up the first line. We're just finishing off the stories in the Inyanim about the stars and the constellations. So the Gemara says, "V'hai da'azla b'ashrei da'amrila." So the Gemara is explaining how Ash, the constellation of Ash, lost some of its stars. So it says that the reason Ash lost of it is the Ash is after Kima, because it says, "Tikima havli bana, give me my children." What does this mean? So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world, he took two of the stars from Kima, and he brought the world, and he bought the flood with those two stars from Kima. When he wanted to close up the gap in Kima, so what did he do? I took this two stars from Ayish and closed it up, which is why Ayish was missing two of its stars. The Gemara asks, so, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just return Kima's own stars there instead of giving them the stars from Ash? So the Gemara says, because in a bor mismale mechulyaso, a pit cannot be filled up with its own earth. We saw this reference to David HaMelech before in the first parak about why he couldn't give parnasa from Klal Yisrael itself. So the Gemara gives another answer. Inami ein kategor nasa sinagor. Another explanation is that over here, that right, this was the one who destroyed the world. Hashem uses these two stars to destroy the world. It's not going to bring them back and put it back in Ash. Okay, so the Gemara asks of Elivrele Trei Kochav Achrinos. So then Hashem should just create two more stars for Kima and then and not take away the stars from Ash. So the Gemara says in Kol Chadash Tachas Hashemesh, the famous pasuk in Koheles that tells us that there's nothing new under the sun. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not create something new that wasn't there during Shishi Semei HaBereishis. Everything that was already created was created, and Hashem didn't create new things. And the Gemara concludes, Amar Nachman, Asik HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'achzir al na'ach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return Ash's stars. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ve'ayish al banea sanchem. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Ayish is going to be going together with their children, Sanchem, Hashem is going to guide them together. So we see that they're going to come back and be together with their stars. Again, that's very deep in Yonim about Thals and Yonim, but these are just the pshuto of what the Gemara is saying. Here's Mara now, quoting the Gemara about Valzavos. What is Zavos? The Gemara says, my Zavos. Amar of Ketina, Goha, which is an earthquake, some sort of earthquake. The Gemara says, or she says, Raidas Adama. Rav Ketina Kaveb, Orcha Kimata, Pischa Debe, Oiva Tamaya. So when Rav Ketina was walking once in the road and he came by a door of a house of someone who was doing Ov, the Isser Daraisa of Ov was when a person takes the bones and he raises up the spirits and he's able to talk through that and be able to do obviously some sort of magic and inyanim of Kshafim Aishakishuf, which is an Isser Daraisa Yochai Misifer. The Gemara Sanhedrin discusses exactly what it does. But either way, so this is what this guy was doing. And the Gemara says, so Ganachko, at that moment, the earth shaked. Rashi says it was particularly strong, and he says, "Amar of Ketina said, Miyado Iva Tamaya Goiva Mahu." Do you know, he's asking him, does he know how earthquakes come? Ramale Kala. So he shouted out back to him, "Katina, Katina, Amai Lo Yadana." He says back to him, he's talking about Rav Ketina. So he says, "Katina, Katina, why do you think I don't know?" Bishash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zohar is Banav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers his children, so he gives a knife shot this Ov. Person who's Baal Ov, who's doing this type of Avodah Zarah. Shashurim Betzar, Benamos HaOlam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in misery among, and sees that Klal Yisrael is in misery amongst the nations of the world. Morid Shtei Dmaos, Le'am HaGadol Hashem, cries two tears to come out of his eyes, so to speak, Kaviyachol, and go into the Yam HaGadol. They go, and the Ve'kol Nishma Yisof Olam HaTzofo. And its sound is heard from one end of the earth to the other, and that's how you have Vayinu Goa, and this is how you have an earthquake. So Amar Rav Ketina, Ova Tamaya Kediv Hu Umidale Kedivin. So he's responded that this guy, this person who's the Baal Ov, you are a fraud, your words are completely false, they're not true at all. So the Gemara says, Ihachi. So if it was really, because if what you said is true, this is Rav Ketina continuing, Goa Gomi Baile, then it should have been two earthquakes, because the way you said it is two tears, it should have been two earthquakes, a double earthquake. So the Gemara says, Velohi, that's not, Rav Ketina really was just saying it, Goa, Goa, Avid. It really is two earthquakes every time this happens, and the guy gave a good pshat. V'haidula Odile. The reason Rav Ketina doesn't admit to him, even though he really did give a good pshat, and it was actually very nice, because even when he says things that are good, you shouldn't give him a compliment, because you don't want people to be convinced that what he says in other circumstances was right as well. The Rambam quotes us in a Hilchot Avodas Kochavim that it's really a person is never even supposed to praise even righteous things that a Baal Avodah Zarah does, because people might say, oh, maybe I'll go listen to him, and they're going to chas v'shalom be brought into his Avodah Zarah. So too over here, of Ketina, even though the guy gave a nice pshat, the Baal Ov, since he does something that's against the Torah, he didn't want to give him any compliments, even though his pshat for why earthquakes happen actually was seemingly a nice one. Here's the Gemara now. If Katina himself gave a different shot, what is it? Sofei kapav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ki'ilu clapping his hands. Like, how do I know this? Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'gam ani akeh kapia, kapiv anochli chamasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to also literally clap, put my hands together, and then I'm going to put my anger, anochli chamasi, I'm going to put it to rest. And then we're assuming that as a result of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating an earthquake. Okay? And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Adnacha Mis'aneach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the reason for an earthquake? What's happening when there's an earthquake? Hashem is saying, he's giving a kvetch, he's saying, oh, he's giving a sigh. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'hanachosi chamosi bam v'hi nechamti. The Pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put his anger to rest. Through them, I'm going to find my nechama. Hashem is going to have his consolation for the punishment he gave to them. And this sigh that he's giving, the Gemara is assuming here, is creating the earthquake. Rabbanan say, Boit Berakia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kicking the sky. That's what creates an earthquake. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Heidad Kidurchim Ya'aneh Al Kosh Yoshvei Ha'aretz. Hashem calls out to Heidad, those who trample the grapes at the wine press, also meaning to all the people of the land. And that's the raya that we're talking about an earthquake. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushing his feet under the Kisei HaKavod, like the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that Shnei Amar, like the Pasuk says, Komar Hashem HaShemayim Kisei V'aretz Radom Maglai. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, my throne is from heaven, and the earth is my where I put my feet, my footstool. So therefore, that is the reasoning for an earthquake. Now, Gemara continues. Ve'ala Ramim. What bracha do you make? What is ramim? So this is thunder. So when do you say this bracha? The Gemara asks, my ramim? Well, first ask what it is. Amar Shmuel, anane begalgala. That it is clouds that are, Rashi says, two pshatim. One is that they come together, the other one is that they circle each other. Either way, it's clearly talking about thunder, that when they come together, they make a noise. Shenemar, Pasuk says, Kora mecha begalgal iril berakim seva ragza vasira sha'aretz. Pasuk in Tehillim, it tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the rumble sound of the thunder, that was through the rolling wind, and then that we say the hemshech of the pasuk is Barakim Teva Ragzav, that when it comes to lightning bolts, they light up the world, and then Vatirash Haaretz, that the whole world, the Aretz, the ground, and is going to fear and tremble from pachad. V'rabbanan amrei. So what is this? Anene deshachli ma'ila dade. That when it's the how do you have thunder? It's caused when you have clouds that are splashing together. Shenemar, the pasuk says the kolti to amon ma'im b'shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that when he places the sound. Right? And then, lakolti to hamon mayim b'shamayim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is placing this, then there's going to be a lot of water in Shemayim, a lot of waters in the heavens, and that's referring to thunder. V'achar b'yakov amar, v'achar b'yakov said, b'raka takifa d'brak ba'anana. Thunder is caused, how? By, when you have a very lightning that's strong, and it comes and hits the cloud. And mischabrak ziza d'barza, and it's going to then shatter pieces of barad. And that's going to create it. And Ravashi amar, Ravashi says, different shot, how does thunder created? Anane chalchule mechalche. There's open clouds, hollow clouds, and the wind comes and blows through their openings, and that creates the noise. And this is similar to the noise that comes out when someone has wind, when you have the wind making noise in the opening of a barrel. And that's what's going on over here. The Gemara now concludes, and it seems that the pshat of Rachav Barakov is correct. The lightning comes, it flashes down and hits the clouds. I actually looked it up, how it was a debate for many centuries. The most modern science seems to actually assume that this is correct, that lightning hits the clouds, and that's what creates the sound of thunder. About the part about the barad and associated was confirmed, but definitely the part about lightning hitting the clouds being the reason for the sound of thunder. So it's very nice. The modern science is proving what the Gemara said. Here's the Gemara Navala Ruchos on winds. So what is my Ruchos for Gemara? What is winds? Bayame Zafa, not just regular winds, but very, very, Rashi says, extremely strong winds. The Amar Abaye Gemira Dizafa Balele Lo Have. The Gemara says, Abaye says we have a Masora that at nighttime there is not going to be these strong, again, strong winds are obviously not just stamp strong, it's like obviously like, well, something what we would qualify as like a hurricane. And that's what we would say. And the Rabbi Gemara that doesn't happen at nighttime. So Gemara asks of Hakol Chizin Rahave. We do see that there are hurricanes that happen at night. So Gemara answers Ahud is Kulei Miyamama that they must have started earlier during the day and then it continued through the night. They don't start in the middle of the night because the Kosh Baruch Hu's Rahmanis on us at 2 a.m. is not going to just make it happen that a hurricane all of a sudden happens to all everyone. The Amar Rabbi Gemara Dizafet Tartishal Lokai. We also have a Mesora that it won't be 2 hours straight to have the hurricane. The Gemara asks. Before that, like that's not going to happen 2 times. We're assuming 2 hours is this 2 times. That's not going to happen. We do see that there was a hurricane for 2 hours long. So my answer is no. The masik ben avene. It doesn't go straight. It stops for at least a few moments, and that is to show Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanus. And when it comes to the wind over here, Tosos Kodi Rishalmi. That says that there's a difference. When they come, bizam, when they're extremely strong, you say the bracha of shekolcho v'gros melam. However, when they come, binachas, they're not as strong, these winds, then you'll say baruch osem asabrishis. The Mishnah verses quotes that since we don't know what's zam now, the category 5 argain, category 3 argain, what's what, so our minhag is always to say osem asabrishis on winds, on very strong winds, not to say shekolcho v'gros melam because we don't know what category is what. So the Gemara continues now. Vala brachim omer. So when it comes to lightning, a person says baruch shekolcho gvuraso male olam. So we're asking my brachim amarava barka. This is lightning. So amarava barka chidai barka chirai barka yokosai. So Rava continues and he says that when you have lightning and white lightning and yellow lightning, vanet salkam bekeren marvis vaisen bekeren jomis and clouds that come up the western side of the sky and they come back to the southern side. Vitarta nata salkam chadalape chavarsa and two clouds that are going one against another, kulan kashin, these are not good simanim. So the Gemara asks, why is he telling us that they're kashin, that there's bad signs? The Gemara says, my nafkamina, what's the difference? So let me buy rachme, to daven for Kadosh Baruch Hu to have rachmanis on us, to have mercy on us. The Gemara continues, v'ane mila b'leyayav, but tzafra leis b'ma masha. And these simanim are only during the nighttime, but during the daytime, there is no simon for that, it's not necessarily a bad simon. Amar Shulam Bar Yitzchak, where Shulman Yitzchak says, hi, anana tzafra leis b'ma masha, dechsev, v'chasadechem ka'anan boker. He also quotes this, that when in the morning, you can't rely on the clouds at all, meaning for rain, because the Pasuk says, Ma es elecha Ephraim, ma es elecha Yehuda, v'chastechen nechan boker, chatal mashkim holech. So what can I do for Ephraim, what can I do for Yehuda, that your chesed, your kindness, is like the morning cloud, meaning, and therefore, the morning cloud, we see, doesn't really do anything but gvias, it just comes sometimes. So the Gemara, that's what Rashi says. So the Gemara says, I'm really our papa says, Abaye, harmer inche, but people say that kadmaftaf bevei mitra, there's like a phrase that when it rains a lot in the morning, that when it rains in the morning through the clouds, bar chamra moch shakech gunina, the donkey driver, he can fold up his sack and he go to sleep. Meaning he doesn't have to work because he usually brings produce from place to place, but everyone's produce is doing well because there's so much grain, so he's not having any business. Everyone has their own grain. They don't need anything else. So we see that if the clouds in the morning bring a tremendous bracha, what do you mean that they don't have any substance? They don't do anything of significance. Like, our answer is lokasha. There's no steer over here. Hide the kata be'eva. That when the morning clouds are good, this is when there's a lot of clouds in the sky. However, I have to compare, if there's not a lot of the clouds and it wasn't so cloudy and just a little bit of drizzle, then this would not bring out a tremendous bracha from the morning rain. So now the Gemara continues. Amar Alexander, Rabbi Shimon and Levi, Lonevei Ramai Melo Shot Akmo Shebelev. Hakadosh Baruch Hu only created thunder in order for us to literally to straight those who are crooked, meaning to make us do tshuva. Shneimar Velokim Asa Shir Lefanav. Person gets a pachad neira when he hears the scary thunder in the middle of the night. When it's a lot of really loud thunder, remind us, Hakadosh, who is running the show? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. V'Amar Rabbi Levi, Rosen Amar Velokim Asa Levi. So Rabbi Levi also said, Aroes Hakeshes Banan Sarach Shipol Apanav. A person who sees a rainbow literally on its face, meaning in the sky, should bow down. Shneimar kimara akeshes asher yev anan. And the Hemshech HaPasuk, the Gemara says, Ve'era ba'al pa'al panay. V'chule says, Ve'era ba'al panay. You bent over and you bowed down. Pasuk in Necheskel. So the Gemara says, though, late, alayim ha'ba'arav. The people in Eretz Yisrael disagreed with this. They cursed people who did this. Why? Bishop de Mechza came out to Sagid Lekashta. It looks like you're bowing down to the rainbow, chas v'shalom, that you're worshiping the rainbow. So they were not in favor of this. So the Gemara says, though, aval bruchim mevarach, vadai mevarach. They did agree that you should make a bracha. The Gemara asks, so what is the bracha? It's a nusach bracha on a rainbow. Ma'ay mevarach, you say, baruch zocher bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the bris, the covenant that he made with Noach. So the Gemara says, but Masnis Tana, the Brisa extended this. Rabbi Shmuel Noshon Rabbi Shmuel Neman Barisa V'Kaim B'Maro. He said the lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trustworthy with his bris, with his covenant that he made with us, and fulfills his word and his promises. And the Gemara says, Amar Papa, since we have these two nuschaos, Hilkach Namrin Tarvayu, we say Baruch Zocher Bris V'Namrisa V'Kaim B'Maro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the bris, and he's trustworthy, and he's going to fulfill his word, and we say both, which is our nusach today. The pshat that I always heard, and this is Rashi and Tosafot don't say this, but the pshat I always heard, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the bris to not destroy the world. That Noach, he promised not to destroy the world, which is why it's a bad simon to have the rainbow. The Gemara doesn't say this here. I'm sure there's a Gemara later or somewhere else that says that that's the reason that we say that the Nusach HaBracha is, remember the bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not destroying the world like he promised Noach. Ha'la'arim ve'la'gvos, in the mountains and on the hills, we said, okay, just turning back to read it, Lashon, back in the Gemara, all the way in Nandalik. So going back, we said, ha'arim ve'la'gvos, v'yamim ve'la'naros, v'midbaros, you say, baruch osem maseh bereishis. Okay, yeah, the mountains, the hills, the seas, and the rivers, and the deserts, you say, baruch osem maseh bereishis. Now the Gemara asks, atu kolhani darmar, hashtala maseh bereishis, you know, everything else, when you don't say osem maseh bereishis, are not considered the works of creation. Why are we only saying it for the pasuk over here? V'aksiv barakil matarosa, but the pasuk by specifically lightning says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also makes the lightning like an osem maseh bereishis. So why don't you say that? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye kruch v'tanya. Abaye answers that you should literally wrap them and say them once. What does that mean? So Rashi says that you should say them as one nusach, b'kulu osem bereishis ubaruch shekocho ma'alei olam. You say it all one lashon of shtei brachos halalu. That's how Rashi learns Abaye. And then the Gemara continues. Rava says, Rav Amar hasam evarche tarte. So there, Rava answers differently. He says the Mishnah, you keep the lacha separately in regards to the earthquakes and all those things. We said that you should say both brachas according to this. You say baruch shekocho so male olam ve'osam maseh bereishis. You say two different brachas. That is how Rashi learned what Rava is answering. However, the Tosfos quote the Rif, which is the Rush, and really all the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They say that Perish Omer Ohai Ohai Eza Shiyirtze, that you're allowed to say whichever one you want. You could say Baruch Shekoch Osem Alegram or Osem Asher Bereishis. So just reading that back in the Gemara, Baruch Shekoch Osem Alegram Osem Asher Bereishis Hacha Osem Asher Ika Shachem Chasam Leika. In regards to these, you cannot say when it regards to the previous ones that we did say, again, you would be allowed to say both, either bracha, which either one you wanted to say. So then we'll come out again, if a person says on lightning, if you say baruch shekocho grosso ma'alei olam, you are yotze already, which is why if you see lightning and thunder, you see lightning first and then thunder, you should first say, not say shekocho grosso ma'alei olam, because then you could say two brachas. You'll say osem maseh bereishis in the lightning, and then shekocho grosso ma'alei olam on the thunder. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Haroe Rakia Betarasa. If one sees that it is completely blue sky with no clouds whatsoever, Omer Baruch Osem Maseh Bereishis. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having amazing the fact that there is perfectly clear. It's showing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it to be covered at all. So the Gemara says, Imasai, when is this? Meaning, when do we say this halacha? Amar Abaye, ki asa mitra kule le'alya. We only say this if it was raining through the entire night. Uvitzafa asa astana magalya lehu l'shamayim. Then in the morning, the northern wind comes and opens up the shamayim completely, that you don't see any clouds whatsoever. And the Gemara points out that this is pligi derafam bar papa amar chista. This is arguing our papa amar chista. Damar papa amar chista. Miyom shachar beis amigdash. Lo near eis rakia batar. When Hashem destroyed the world, Hashem never made it that was completely, completely clear without a speck of any cloud whatsoever. Shinemar, because the pasuk says, al bish. In Yeshayahu, referring to the afterwards, Al Bishamayim Kederos V'Sakasim Shusam Kesh Baruch Hu, saying literally he's going to clothe the Shemayim, the heavens, and he's going to make it black, and give them a sack, and give them a sackcloth on their garments, of showing that they're sad. How are they sad? By showing the clouds. So therefore, he understood there was never a time where it was completely, completely clear. Okay, continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, the Rabbanim taught us. If we see the sun literally at the beginning of its cycle, and then you make going to receive bracha levana begrusa, the moon also when it's at its peak, at its might. Okay, this is not kiddush levana. Rather, this is a different inyan about when the moon is extremely bright out. And if you see the planets in their orbits, the mazalos kesidran, and the signs of what's called like the zodiac and their orders, then you say the bracha baruch osem maseh bereishis. You make the bracha of osa masturbation is a good thing as a Kosh Baruch Hu who makes like the work of creation, because it's a very special thing for this. Now the Gemara asks, ve'imas have. So when does this happen? The sun in the beginning of its cycle. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye kol esim v'shmona shanin v'hadar machzor. It's every 28 years, and then the solar cycle is going to begin again. V'nafla b'tkufas nisan v'shabase. This is tkufas nisan, usually referred to what we call spring. And this is happening at Shabbosai, which we usually refer to is the planet. I think it's Saturn, if I'm not mistaken. Be'orta d'tlas nagia basai. This is the evening, the Tuesday, and then it'll turn into the Wednesday night before. Again, this is extremely deep in here. There's an entire svar written about Bercha Sachama. It happens once every 28 years. We had this, I think, 2009, I think. We had this recently. Every 28 years, it's Mechadish. When is that Wednesday? That's going to be the similar time of when it was Maisa Bereishis. We say the Berchas Hachama. Okay, there's a much deeper discussion in the poskim and all the commentaries. Continues Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, mentioned before, we first mentioned the Mishnah, that there's a big shaila if this is referring to the Atlantic Ocean or the Mediterranean Sea. Either way, the Gemara says, when do you say this? You also say leprakim. So the Gemara asks, leprakim kama, how long is occasionally? How often? What is leprakim? So the Gemara answers, that it's 30 days. More than 30 days, you make the bracha again. And that again, we apply to many of the brachas, like seeing a lot of the things, like seeing the God of Israel, seeing the Melech, all this would only be every 30 days. Someone who sees the Euphrates River by literally the bridge of Bavel, just seemingly probably somewhere in Bavel. Now the Gemara points out the Persians, they changed the Euphrates in that area, they made dams and things like that. So then you would only make the bracha from Shavar area, and when it going upstream, that it wasn't affected by the way the Persians affected it. Rav Yosef says, from the different place called Iyadikri, and from there is the upstream. So we see from here that if something is extended by man, you do not make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, that's the reason we don't make the bracha on the Suez Canal, because it was officially made in later times. Okay, continuing tomorrow now. The Gemara says, if someone sees the Tigris River by the Shabsisa Bridge, Omer Baruch Hosam Masav Rishis, you say the Bracha Baruch Hosam Masav Rishis. Now the Gemara asks, once we're talking about the Inyanim over here, we say, Mai Chidekel. Chidekel is referred to the Lashon of Diglas that we said before in Aramaic. That's the Lashon of the Tigris. So the Gemara says, why is it called Chidekel? Amar Ravashi, Shememav Chadakin Vekalin. The Lashon of Chad is to be sharp, so it's sharp, and Kalin is light. That's why it's called Chidekel. It's sharp and it's light. And continues the Gemara, my Pras, why is it called Nahar Pras? That was the other, the Euphrates. Shememav Parin Veravin. Its waters are fruitful and multiply. And that is Rashi in Bechoro says that the reason is because that its waters increase even when it doesn't rain, similar to the Nile we have in Egypt. Okay, the Gemara continues. Ve'amar Rava, the reason that the residents of Mechoza, they're sharp, because they drink the water of Tigris, I guess it makes them sharp in terms of their knowledge. Okay, and because that's where it was similar. It was near there. That's where they were all drinking their water. And the Kriyas Mara Hive Dichuri Mishum Tashamish Biyamama. And the reason that they're very red, Rashi says, extremely red appearance, is because they have Tash Mishumita. They have relations during the day, and that creates a reddish, I guess. V'hai D'daya Alayim Mishum D'daya Lebeis Afel. And the reason that their eyes are moving around a lot is, I guess, it runs around a lot. They can't see so well. Cross-eyed, maybe something like that, is because they live in dark homes. Continuing the Gemara now. Ala Geshamim, you say, Baruch HaTov V'Ameitiv. So the Gemara asks, though, is that really true? The Gemara in Tainus says, Ala Geshamim HaTov V'Ameitiv Baruch, Amar Rebav, Amar Le Masin Satan, Amar Emasim Baruch, Ala Geshamim, when you say the Baruch of rain, Mishiyasin Chasin Likras Kalas. Rashi says over here, it seems to be when the drops of rain are falling into already puddles, that's when you say the bracha. That part is not the Iker Kasha. The Iker Kasha is the following. Mayim Bevarchin. Amar Rav Yehuda at this point. Modem Anach Lelach HaKol Tipa V'Tipa Shodat Elanu. Rabbi Yochanan Mesem Bevarchin. So you would think, Hashem Baruch, for every drop that you brought, Rabbi Yochanan would add in, Ilu Finu Malesh Shirak Hayam, Ilu Shininu Kaman Galav. This is what we say in the Nishmas. It's a paraphrase of Nishmas. Inu No Speaking, Lodaz Lashem Elokeinu, Atu Shtachavet. It's called Halal Agadol, and the Gemara Mesachim calls it. Baruch Ata Hashem Rov Avdos. Think of Hashem that he, for most of their thanks. The Gemara says, Rov Avdos, V'lo Kodos. Why does it say Rov Avdos? So Amrava Ima Kelados. It shouldn't say Kelados. Interesting. Ari Shtabach, we do say Rov Avdos. We use a similar Lashem to Rov Avdos. Rav Salvation is very nice thing, but okay, now for now. So, Amar Rava, Emas, Akel Agados, Amar Papa, We say both are next rovados vekelados in this lashon of the lashon of praising Hashem Baruch Hu for the rain. But the Gemara points out, okay, that's a nusach, but still velakasha. Why does our Mishnah say you tell me admeti? Whereas the Amoraim here, when the Gemara in Tainis says that you say this bracha of this whole modim, so the Gemara answers lo kasha. No, not a kasha. Ha de mishma shama. The one you say atav admeti is when you hear about it. You heard about it. That Rashi says that you heard about that day, that the night before it rained very nicely. However, ha de mechaze chaze. If you actually see it, you'll say the other bracha of modim. So the Gemara says that really true. The Shema Mishma and Besoros Tovos. The Mishnah already told you when you hear Besoros Tovos, you'll say the bracha Utznan al Besoros Tovos Mer Bracha Tovah Meitiv. So why would the Mishnah be repeating itself, it's telling you the same halacha twice? If it's a Besoros Tovos is hearing it better the night before rain, that would just be that would mean Geshamim. So it can't be that. So Gemara says Elavi Idi Idi Dechazim Mechsei. It must be both of them when you actually see it. So how are we going to answer the stira between the Gemara and Tainus and over here? Velokasha de Aisa Porta. When do we say modim is only when a little bit of rain comes? How the Tuvah when it's a ton, then it's Tovah Meitiv because it's good for a lot of people, not just you, for other people as well. So it says, no, you could say that when there was a lot of rain. So I'm going to answer, Velokasha, the Islay Ara. When you say, Hatova Metiv is when you own land by yourself. Wait, I own land, sorry, not with that, but yourself. When you own land, ever at Tlay Ara, where you don't own land, is going to be when you don't say that. Gemara says though, Islay Ara, Tova Metiv, when you own land, you'll say, Hatova Metiv. So too, if it falls in your land, you'll say shachianu, not atov ametiv. So the Gemara answers, lo kasha, had to islay shutfus. No, when do you say? So this was mentioned before about the land. When do you say atov ametiv is when you have a shutfus, when you have a partnership, because then other people are benefiting. Atov ametiv is good for me and others as well. Whenever you say ametiv, it's for other people. That's recognizing that it's not just you who's getting the nah. Had to lay shutfus. However, if you don't have a partnership and you're the only person to own it, then you will say shechianu. And the v'hatan over here is Rashi's benichusa. It is a proof we see in the brisa of arei tana. We learn in the brisa k'tara shaldava. The brisa told you this is the summary. The al shalohu omer. Whenever you have your own hana and it's only for you, you'll say shechianu. And whenever al shalova shalach chaviru, you'll say baruch atav amitiv. That's what we learn over there in the brisa. The Gemara says, is that really true though? The chalicha deleisla achrina b'hadeh. When someone else isn't getting any benefit, lo mevarach atav amitiv, we won't say the bracha of atav amitiv. V'hatanya, the brisa tells us, I'm rather they told him that your wife gave birth to a boy. You go to say meitov ametiv is good for me and for others. So the Gemara says no. That the reason there because hasam nami tika ishto behade denichal bezachar, because both the mother and the father, everyone wanted a boy. So that's a big question. So what do you say for a girl? So Mishnah Berurah already says that you say shechianu for a girl. A big question. Why are you saying hatov ametiv for a boy and shechianu for a girl? A lot of Torah about that. But either way, everyone's happy when you have a boy, both the mother and the father. So therefore, it's multiple people. So you say hatov ametiv. So the Gemara wants to bring another proof. Tashma, bring another proof. Meis avivu yorsho. If a person's father, Rachman al-San, dies and he left him a lot of property, so you'll say, but chilmer baruch tanames, you say baruch tanames, because I'm very sad about it. But then, you'll say, good for me. And he does good. And it sounds like, so over there is only for yourself. The Gemara answers, no, hasanami te ikache de kayarsi bate. That was only referencing, that Braisa was only talking about when he had other brothers as well. So the Gemara wants to bring another proof. Tashma, shino yayin, if there is a change of wine, meaning someone had wine and now there's a new wine. Eino tzarech levarach. You're only going to make a bracha if it's on the same table, they bring another bottle of wine. So the Gemara says though, shinoi makom, if there is a shinoi, you change a place, then if a person goes from one place to another and he leaves his place where he was eating, you need to make a new bracha, tzarech levarach. And now the Gemara says, "V'amar Biyosef bar Abba, Amar Biyochanan, afal b'shinoiyan in tzarech levarach." We said that when you only change the wine, you don't make a new bracha of Borei Paragafen, you do ever make Aval Omer Baruch Atov Ametiv. You would make the Baruch Atov Ametiv. It is good and doing good for others. So the Gemara says, so you say Atov Ametiv not when necessarily other people are having Hanah. So the Gemara answers, Hasam Nami to Ika Bnei Chabura to Shasubhadei. No. When you say Atov Ametiv is when there were others drinking with you as well. There's a lot of parameters for when you say Atov Ametiv. You may not need to know about it. I in the postgame, some say never, because it's so complicated, you don't want to say Atov Ametiv nowadays. But either way, that's what Gemara says about Atov Ametiv. Continues Gemara now. Bana Bayis Chaydash Rukana Kelim Chadashim. Person built a new house, you require new clothing, you say Shachianus. Gemara says, Amar Avuna Lashana Ela She'en Lo Kayotze B'zeh. You only make the Racha Shachianu if you don't have a nice suit like that. But you already have a lot of suits, you wouldn't say the Shachianu. Avi Yesha Kayotze B'en Levarach. Then you wouldn't make the Racha. Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu Yesha Kayotze B'en Tzarech Levarach. Rabbi Yochanan would say that no, even if you have similar ones, you would still say the bracha. So the Gemara now makes a deal. However, if I bought the same suit, returned it, and then bought it again, the Gemara says, at that point, according to everyone, I would not need to make the bracha, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no chiddush there as well, because I already bought it, and now I don't have the excitement, so everyone would say not to make the shechianu. Okay, we'll pick up from here, because after the Ekadam, the Gemara's of Kasha, so Mirtashem will stop here for today, Adkan Shukoch.